Elvis Presley was a giant of American pop culture. He took the world by storm with his rock and roll music and bedazzled outfits. Elvis has been remembered through countless tribute artists, biographies, and now a new movie directed by Baz Luhrmann. The first official trailer for the movie was released on February 17th, and the movie is scheduled to come out on June 24th, 2022. The film, simply called Elvis, stars Austin Butler as Presley and Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker, Presley's manager.
Are you ready to fly?
I'm ready. Ready to fly.
I was invited to attend a virtual advanced screening of the trailer through a Warner Brothers program for college journalists.
In this modern era, the life of Elvis Presley could not be a better canvas on which to explore America in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. I mean, it's a mythical life that he lived.
That's director Baz Luhrmann at the trailer screening. Luhrmann has also directed films including The Great Gatsby, Moulin Rouge, and the 1996 Romeo and Juliet. Nelson George, a journalist, author, and culture and music critic, interviewed both Luhrmann and Butler at the screening. Luhrmann said he approached this story as an outsider.
I am the ultimate outsider. I mean, I come from a very small country town. So the greatest joy for me is to be an outsider and to live it.
Luhrmann said this movie deals extensively with Elvis's relationship with black culture in America. In the trailer, a young Presley is shown in a tent with gospel singers. The trailer also touches on Elvis's response to the assassination of Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis.
That's all right for you.
Tragedy, but it has nothing to do with us.
It has everything to do with us.
One of the big questions about Elvis is his relationship to black culture. How did you deal with that in the film?
The number one thing about Elvis Presley's journey is that black music and culture isn't a side note or a footnote or a bit. It's absolutely the canvas on which the story is writ. Meaning, if you take that out of the Elvis Presley story, there's no story.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've always borne your touch.
In addition to playing the role on screen, Butler also sang as Elvis for this movie. Luhrmann said this was essential to make sure the music didn't sound like nostalgic jukebox songs. Butler added that he gave up on trying to completely impersonate Elvis.
Ultimately, the life is what is important, is what we sort of realized, is you can impersonate somebody, but to find the life within and the passion and the heart, ultimately I had to release myself from the constraints of that and try to live the life as truthfully as possible.
Luhrmann said this film also discusses Elvis and the complicated subject of sexual liberation. The trailer shows Presley's provocative dance moves, as well as crowds of screaming women reaching for him.
It's really interesting, actually, how that liberation for that younger generation was so terrifying, but it was also terrifying because of its complex relationship to race in America. We have to be really honest about that.
The trailer is available to watch on YouTube now, and the movie will be in theaters on June 24th. Luhrmann said he was excited to share this trailer because
trailers are just, they're really an invitation to come into the process of the movie.
For WNUR News, I'm Catherine Odom.
But I can't help falling.